Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Comfort in that, isn't it? It's like a warm hug. The title music from the iconic TV series and movie franchise Downton Abbey, and last weekend we saw the Crawley family and their beloved house staff return to the big screen for a third time, and that's all after a successful six seasons on television. The final episode of the TV series drew in about 10 million people in the UK and 16 million in the United States, and the show was a Sunday staple for many years. Did it do well at the box office? Well, for more on that and to discuss the other shows that have made the jump from TV to the silver screen, I'm joined by broadcaster and DJ Crossy. Lovely
good morning.
To see you.
You too. Like,
I love that music.
Abbey.
We both sort of went, oh, started to play.
We used to watch this at home, me and a couple of my friends, because we used to go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
We'd be wrecked on the Sunday.
And Sunday would be Chinese, have a chat, a glass of whatever, and this will be on. And it turned into a thing where it was that comfort. We didn't have Glenroe anymore. We didn't have Heartbeat. Downton Abbey became that sort of fear that everyone had. And everyone thought when it was going into a big movie, they were going, oh, is this going to work? It's not.
They'll ruin it, we said.
Yeah, and it's going to be longer than an hour. What else is there to say about it? Because they, in fairness to them now, they did absolutely everything in the series. Absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. And it was sometimes you were watching it go, nothing happened in it. But that was the point of it, that it was just nice TV. And little
but,
did they
but
know,
it did the successful mm-hmm. transition to the big screen, didn't it?
Hugely. Mm. This did so well right across the world. Everyone wanted the Crawley family. They wanted to know about Lady Mary. Maggie Smith's character became, you know, a phenomenon
iconic
for everybody. We all wanted to grow up like her and be, you know, that cutting person in the corner that would say very few words. It did 194 million in the box office. First time around. That was 2019. Now, you're telling me that they weren't going to do another one? They were definitely going to do another one. And the second one came about, and this isn't a spoiler, by the way. The second one, they went outside of the UK. And it was what happens when they went outside of the UK. That also did very well. It did 92 million, not as big as the first one. And everyone thought that was it. You know, there's going to be no more Downton Abbey. But when it does figures like
that.
Go back to
the well again.
So this weekend, it's the first time it's been opened and it's getting great reviews. People love it. I think it's a movie that you can watch with your family and you can watch on your own. It's one of those kind of all-rounders. And looking at the UK figures from the weekend, it did more in 2 days than in the first couple of days of the last movie.
So
it's tracking really well. I think they're kind of telling people it's going to be the last movie. Is it going to be the last movie?
Well, they did call it the finale,
didn't they?
But you know, I mean, they're dragging the
look
out
at
of
Fast
it
and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious. I saw someone say Too Downton, Too Abbey. It will go on for 10 movies.
And you know, the fashion, and I don't know if you're into this, but I mean, some of the clothes, you'd nearly go to see it just to look at the
gorgeous,
beautiful dresses. Lady Mary's in one gorgeous red dress. I've seen it from every angle. I'd go to the movie to look at the stuff they're wearing, essentially. So we wanted to talk to you not just about that, Crossy, but also about other ones that have gone from the small screen to the big screen. And we're going to start with this one. Let's have a listen to the iconic theme music. Sex and the City.
What a phenomenon.
Like, I adored this series. This series was everything. I kind of watched it later in life. I think I was a bit too young for it. My mom wouldn't let me watch it at the time. But then, you know, as the years got on, I got to realise and fall in love with Carrie, Samantha, Miranda and Charlotte. And that last episode, it was A Girl in Paris, it was called. It was two episodes, 2-hour-long episodes, where we got to see if she married or went off with that the pesky Russian, they were calling him, or if Big came back. And Big came back.
Big. And they should have left it at that, shouldn't they?
Okay, right. So this,
I do think that they really that they went too far with it. Well, certainly with the latest television series. Let's not even go there.
It's so sad thinking what they've done with Unjust Like That. So the first movie that came out, a lot of critics and a lot of fans says it tied up a lot of loose ends, because at the very end of Sex and the City, it was that she finally got with Big, and you know they lived happily ever after. Or did they live happily ever after? So this, in the first movie, it was about what happens after they finally got together. And we all know that, you know, he never turned up at the altar. And then we got the whining Carrie for about an hour and a half on the big screen. It did really well. It got about $418 million in the box office.
Huge.
Massive. And everyone loved it.
Well, listen, let's take a listen to that scene that you've just told us about. So this is from the first Sex and the City movie, the moment when Mr. Big jilts Carrie on their wedding day.
Carrie, I freaked out for a minute, but I'm ready now.
I knew you would do this! I knew it!
Carrie, I'm sorry.
I am humiliated!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Carrie.
Come on.
Carrie, wait, I'm sorry. Carrie,
no!
I...
No! Come on, get in the car. It's all right. It's
all right. Truth be told, we all knew he was going to do that.
He was a bad un.
Oh,
but we all liked him because he was a bad un. Mm. Aidan was a bit of a wet fish. We all want, you know, we all want a big in our lives. I think that's what it was.
Aidan could fix things. He was nice. He was always there. But everybody wanted Mr. Big.
It just, whatever it was about him. So that was that movie. It tied up a lot of loose ends and everyone was happy. But because of that lovely figure in the box office,
418 million.
Who, in the name of God, would not want to say, let's do a second movie. And sadly, I think this is where the cracks showed.
Turkey.
Because it was bad. There was nothing else for them to talk about. So they're going to send them over to Abu Dhabi.
No.
And it didn't work. And you could see it wasn't working. It did okay in the box office. But I think at that stage then, Kim Cattrall, who was Samantha, started to realise, you know, I need to get out of here really fast. And she did, and you saw the Piers Morgan interview and all that. Yeah. Myself and actually Tracy Clifford in 2FM interviewed her years afterwards, and she said that I didn't want to play her again, because she says, I'm older now, and it wouldn't have given the character of what her story is. It wouldn't give it justice. So she was like, why would I want to
I'm
be?
I'm gone.
I'm not that person
Brave
anymore.
Brave decision. Do you remember the promo shot for the Abu Dhabi movie was on them on the back of camels?
Yes.
And I think the minute I saw that, I thought, I'm gone.
What's going to happen next? And then when they sang, like there's a part where they're singing that song, I am woman, hear me roar.
Oh, no.
And it's really bad. They can't sing. They're like a bag of cats.
No, we're gone.
The fashion, I know people were thinking it was great and all, but when it comes to TV shows that went into movies, first movie, I'm here for. Second movie, I'll still watch it if I'm on a plane, but I don't think it was worth
and
it.
And then, of course, they go back to the dreadful TV series. The
last
the
couple
most
of episodes,
one.
In fairness now, I would have given it a season 4 for the last couple of episodes.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of getting back to what it was.
I watched a bit of the first season of it, and then I kind of forgot about it, and then I read the reviews of the second season, which were dire.
Awful.
So I spent my time doing other things.
Oh no, next season's quite good. Last couple of episodes,
really,
she's back being whiny again. We always want her heart broken.
Maybe
so it was good.
Maybe
yeah.
So now The Inbetweeners. So many fans of The Inbetweeners remember poor old Jay getting ribbed for having friends outside of his core group.
I'm off, mate. See you soon.
All right, mate.
Who was that?
Just a friend.
You've made a new friend? Oh, a friend? Since when have you had other friends? Oh, friend.
I knew him from when we was doing trials at West Ham. He's moved into the area. He's just some guy.
Some guy? Oh, he's just some guy. Oh, he's just some guy.
That's all it is.
Just a friend from when Jay had trials at West Ham that never happened.
Don't forget the thumbs up.
Oh, friend. Oh, new friend.
Friend.
Oh, friend.
Please be my friend.
Oh, friend.
Oh, friend.
I did that to everybody I knew who played football for years. Did you?
Or anyone who said they had someone, like they were friends with someone famous. Friend. Oh, is that your friend?
My special football friend.
And that's a good clip to get because there's not that many clips you can play in radio of the in-betweeners. Simon, Jay, Will and Neil, they were the friends that we all loved, but they were awkward in school. The series did really well, but it stopped abruptly and everyone was like, what's going on? The writers just said, we're going out on a high. We've done this. We've done three series. It's really good. Everyone loves it. And then a couple of years later, they brought it to the big screen. And that's when they sent the lads on their first holiday. And that was just that the box office, everyone loved it. It was one of these TV to movies that worked.
They had a problem, though, as well with aging out, didn't they? You know, this was very much based on people in secondary school.
And they were like nearly 30 when they were playing this. It worked really well. They then came back into the second movie, and that's when Jay was in Australia and he told them all, as what Jay would, that he was a massive DJ. But as they go over, they realise that he's not a massive DJ. The movie didn't do as well as the first one, but it was still big, and I think people still have a lot of grow for it because it never changed. It never tried to do anything that it wasn't. Jay, the guy who plays Jay, actually, James Buckley, makes about 10K a week on Cameo.
No.
Being Jay. Just
sending people messages, birthday
requests
greetings.
And all that. He's one of the highest paid Cameo people. Well, he was a couple of years ago, which is crazy to think.
A listener has been to the Downton Abbey movie at the weekend. Undoubtedly the best of the three.
Wow.
Gorgeous movie, the last couple of minutes, and the credits are just lovely. Another, this is from John, the A-Team and Charlie's Angels. No, no, no. They just didn't work or translate to the big screen.
Now, the Charlie's Angels one is an interesting one because we all know the Charlie's Angels TV show, 70s up to 80s, it was new and all that. Then in 2000 and 2001 came Charlie's Angels with Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz.
That did really well, didn't it?
Hugely. Mm. This one was a box office hit. This was before everyone got tired of superhero movies. It was brand new. It was three women. They were kicking ass. They were having the crack. They were really good. And Bill Murray was Charlie. No, he was the guy that knew Charlie. You know, Good Morning Angels and all that. We all know what it is. That did so well. They did a second movie in 2003. Didn't do as well as the first one, but it was still really good. I think the person who texted in is talking about the next one that came out in 2019, which just didn't...
Turkey Time.
Oh my God, it was so bad. Kirsten Stewart was in it. It tried to do whatever it was trying to do and it didn't do well at all.
Okay, have we time for one more? Maybe not. To Simpsons? Let's have a listen to The Simpsons for a sec. So the animated juggernaut that is The Simpsons, how did that do on the big screen?
So The Simpsons went on for 20 years and then it got a movie. It did so well. Like, I mean, huge box office success. Everyone was saying this movie is good. There's going to be a second movie. Everyone knows Spider-Pig does whatever Spider-Pig does. You know, all those little things when it came to it. But it's not going to happen. The writers, producers and all that says there was so much burnout in the team because they were also doing the series that they couldn't add in another movie to it.
They don't
have
the time.
It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So they said for mental health and for everyone's reasons, we're going to keep it on the back burner till whenever. And we still haven't gone.
Now I want to see the Downton Abbey movie. I might put that on my list.
Do. It's good. It is good.
And I feel like it should be a cinema experience as well.
Yes, with a popcorn and, you know, wearing your big, all the posh Downton Abbey clothes.
Would you like to see me now going to see me? 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all dressed up.
Why is she dressed like that?
Yeah. I'll bring you with me, Crossy. Yes. Thanks so much. Great to see you as always. You too. That's Crossy there on the movies that made it from the small screen to the big screen.